Cool. Let me start. My name is Zasir. I work at Grafana in the AI team, which is why I'm giving a talk at the Embedded Track. I'm going to be talking about how I'm interacting with Tesla vehicles locally, no internet, no nothing, over Bluetooth Low Energy using ESP Home. Before I start, whenever we say Tesla, obviously we have to mention the richest man on the planet. So next time I'll be a good European citizen and buy a German car because German car brands never did anything controversial. Let's start. Cool. Where did this start? It started with Home Assistant. About 2 years ago, I got into Home Assistant. If you haven't gotten into Home Assistant, don't, because it's a rabbit hole. But I had an electric car, I had solar panels, I have a home battery, and I was like, there's something cool I can do here, right, with all these things. So I'm doing something called dynamic charging, which means like I'm using my solar excess, I'm using the battery if I need to be somewhere quick to boost the charging speed. I can do load balancing, so if I, like, you know, somebody is turning on the furnace, it can like lower the amps going to the car. Overload protection, which means like the house doesn't go over, in my case, like 9.2 kilowatts maximum. I can do off-peak charging. And also in Belgium, I live in Belgium, by the way, we have this thing called capacity tariff limits, which is a great thing that our government did. And it means like, you know, if you have an electric car and you're charging, you need to make sure that you don't charge too much at the same time. It checks every 50 minutes how much you've used and uses that to, like, basically you pay something extra every year. All of this system is hooked up, like, you know, in Home Assistant, I've got like a few settings that I use. And it just updates up to every 10 seconds. So every 10 seconds I go, how much amps should I be sending to the car? Whether it's plugged in, whether I have solar, whether I have stuff in my battery. So if you count that up, that's about like 8,000, more than 8,000 commands per day. And this was working all fine, right? My Home Assistant was going to the Tesla Cloud. The Tesla Cloud would send the command to the car. And every time there was an update, I would update the amps, use the Tesla API to send that to my car. But then sometime last year, Tesla introduced rate limits, right? And they were quite severe. Like, they introduced rate limits where you could only send 50 commands per day to the car. I was sending more than 8,000, so obviously this was not going to work. So I was like, okay, what can I do? Well, before this, I started getting into like ESP32 devices, and they're quite nifty. You know, they're low cost, they're low power, they're pretty small, so you can like place them anywhere in your home. And they've got Bluetooth Low Energy built in, which is the protocol that Tesla uses even in their app to communicate with the car. But it does come with its challenges, right? There's only like 2 MB of flash, so it's quite limited. Not a lot of RAM. It's quite low power. There's just a single core running at 160 MHz. And like, you know, ESP Home, doing ESP Home with custom C++ is not the easiest thing in the world. But